Deadly, Book 6, Pluck. Written by Paul Jennings and Morris Gleitzman and read by Frances Greenslade and Melissa Eccleston. I stopped dead, paralysed with shock. So did the ageing brats, Beanie, Scowler and the reptile. I was their prisoner, but for the moment they weren't interested in me. The sight of the snowboard rider standing there in the high valley had frozen them in their tracks. Their brother, the evil pooper scooper, let out a strangled cry. It echoed down the slope to where my friends Conrod, Purple Cloud, Amy and Mrs. Tunks Livingstone were struggling towards us, coming to save me from certain death. Behind them came the rest of the crazed family, pulling some sort of snow-covered box behind them. But now I stared in amazement at the snowboard rider as she took off her goggles. She was at least 100 years old. Wrinkles ran like crazy rivers in every direction across her face. Her bright white hair was cut very short, in a trendy fashion. Her eyes sparkled as she gazed at us. The four old brats looked as if they had seen a ghost. They all yelled out the same word at the same time. Mother! At the sound of that word, a feverish heat swept through my body. My legs began to tremble. I felt as if my burning feet would melt the snow and send me sinking from view. I tried to speak, but no words would come. Their mother was... my mother. My dream had come true. Dream? Was the whole thing a dream? Like a sleeper trying not to wake up, I tried to keep the vision of this woman alive. I clung to her image, not wanting it to vanish. But she began to shimmer and fade as a million questions swarmed around in my tortured brain. Had I really swallowed a seed that could give eternal youth? Was it even now germinating inside my swollen stomach? Were these aging warriors really my brothers and sisters? As if from a long distance, I peered at Reptile's wrinkled mouth and thinning hair, and Beanie's grey beard, and Scowler's angry red-lined eyes. Had they really gone from 6 to 60 in 3 days? Was there really a girl called Amy, whose mother had turned into a baby? Was Purple Cloud a middle-aged dream hippie or a real person? A vision of Conrod and his weird mobile home drifted into my mind, only to be replaced by a picture of me and Amy fleeing from hostile nudists, floating down the river on the frozen corpse of... my father.